objective is just to clarify the obligations that South Africa does have in respect to fugitives from the ICC who may be present in the country. And it's to determine whether, irrespective of any AU resolutions or diplomatic immunity supposedly connected to participation in an African Union summit, to determine whether the obligations under international as well as South African law still apply and that South African authorities are obliged to arrest him.
And what do you think? Do you think the South African courts or the authorities will act on whatever the courts say? Because as you mentioned, I think there is an African Union resolution which allows every country where the African Union is having its summit to give immunities to all the presidents who are coming. Are you aware of that?
Yes, that information will all be placed before the court. I think that we have full faith in the court system to issue the correct decision. If they do find that the South African authorities are not obliged to arrest President Bashir, we will, of course, accept that decision. But we do also expect that if the court is to rule that there is an obligation to arrest him, the South African authorities would then also respect that court decision and take action to then effect the court order and arrest him if that is what the court does rule.
Do you believe in the ICC? Because there's a lot of criticism of the ICC. Some people, in fact, some African leaders have said this ICC targets just African leaders.
Sure. I mean, I think that there may be merit in that discussion, and it is a fact that all the ongoing investigations of the ICC are against African countries. But it's very important to note that the majority of those situations have been referred to the ICC by African countries themselves, and so they have requested the International Court to investigate the crimes that have been committed on their territories. So it isn't completely imposed from outside, and so African countries had initially indicated that they were willing to be bound and were enthusiastic of the court. And the other thing that is important to note is that although you can argue that the ICC is targeting African leaders, you can also argue that it is taking special efforts to ensure that African victims of human rights violations are given access to justice. Because all the situations in Africa that the ICC is investigating involve crimes committed against African citizens.
So, Ms. James, what should we expect today, Monday? What's going to happen?
What we expect this morning is that the court hearing will proceed again at 11:30. Both sides of the application will make arguments. Our legal representative will argue on why we believe that President Bashir should be arrested and why there are obligations on the South African government to do so. And the South African government will argue and explain their arguments that there is not that similar obligation. And then we do expect the court to adjourn before the judge issues the ruling, sometime either later today or possibly even tomorrow.